Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Once again, God has blessed you enough. Say amen again.
Amen.
There you go. That sounds much better. That sounds like you mean it when you say it the second time. God has been good and has spread out our lives once again and blessed us that we may come out to serve in spirit and in truth with Him, His Word, His Son, and the Holy Spirit and His Word. Let us try to do the right things as we live and walk through this life. This morning, the scripture was read for your hearing from Philippians, the second chapter. And the verses are number 9 through 11. Wherefore God also has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. And that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This morning, if you would take a few minutes with me and go to God in prayer. Thank you, O Lord, our God and our Heavenly Father, for blessing us to bring us to this point in our lives. You have blessed many of us for much longer than we deserve, but thank you, O Heavenly Father, for blessing us. Someday, Father, we know that this life shall be over and this walk in this life shall come to an end. But we just thank you this day for the life that we have lived and the life that we have been serving you with, O Heavenly Father. Thank you this morning for this congregation, the Stony Island congregation. Thank you for the leadership, and I pray for blessings that be upon them and their families, O Lord. Pray for those brethren who have taken part in the services thus far and their families also. Pray for each and every member in their family that they may have blessings that you see fit to deliver unto them, O Lord. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, and we pray for the churches as they continue to teach thy word, that we may serve thee in spirit and in truth. Thank you this morning, O Lord, for those who are fighting battle in the battlefields in far-off lands. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, and we pray for those who have lost loved ones in these battles. We pray, O Lord, that we know that we are in a battle at home on our streets each and every day, and we just pray for strength and the will to battle these battles that come up in our lives, O Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessing us all this morning. Continue to bless us and bless our children, bless our families, and continue to be with each and every one of us, Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus, who marched up Calvary's hill. We ask all of these blessings. Let us all say amen. This morning, from those few verses that we're going to be taking our message, a name above all names. How many millions have come to accept, believe, and confess that there is no other name which can compare to the name of Jesus Christ? Countless millions have come to know Jesus and his cross. Still, there are many millions who have not come to know him. In this great book of Philippians, we find the Apostle Paul pleading for church unity as well as unity among one another. How many of us today search for answers of why? We want to know the answers of why this and why that. Why so many disappointments? Why so many travels and travails? Why so many ups and why so many downs? But I believe that when we start putting ourselves above others and humble ourselves before God and one another, then life might become easier on all of us. This morning, church, I want you to just take a little spiritual journey with me, if you will, as we go into the study of God's Word. We must learn several things here from this passage this morning, these three verses in this chapter 2 of Philippians. Number one thing I want you to learn is that God gave the name that is above all names. God Himself gave this name, and there are those who may ask the question, well, what name did God give Him? I would answer that by simply saying it is a name above every name. When one looks at verse number 10 of Philippians chapter 2 and watch what the text says. It says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. So it's safe to assume that the name Jesus was the name that God has chosen for Jesus. Do you remember in Matthew chapter 1, around verse number 21, where the angel was speaking to Joseph, telling him that how that Mary was going to bring forth a son, and his name shall be Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Whether we call him Jesus, whether we call him Jesus Christ, whether we call him Lord, whether we call him Master, or whether we call him Savior, just learn to call upon him. Lift his name in your life each and every day. And even Christ, even though he was equal with God, he humbled himself, put aside his glory, and died upon the cross of crucifixion, that he might be given a name above all names and become exalted by the Father. It was God, the same God who created this world and everything that's in it. And according to the text, he highly exalted him. It was God who sent Jesus into this world. Perhaps if we would look at John chapter 3 and verse number 16, we'll understand the meaning of Jesus sending his only begotten Son into this world. And as I've said from this very pulpit on many occasions, I wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have sent my only Son to save others. But God and Jesus decided it was time that he should come to this world to save us. And you know, when you think about it, church, when you look at it, some of us still don't appreciate the fact that Jesus came down into this world, had to be born all over again, had to live the life of a human being, even though he was equal with God, had to die on yonder's cross, all in the name of saving us. Some of us don't deserve to be saved, and some of us are not going to be saved. I'm not making any predictions. I'm not judging anyone. I'm simply saying that we know that many will not get into heaven. And I'm just saying this morning that in the text today, look at verse number 9. Wherefore God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Now, there are going to be some who are not going to confess. There are going to be those who will not confess, and there will be those who have not confessed. And when you look at this matter, and look at this picture in the big sense, you think about it, church, and you say to yourself, was God really that good to me? Did God get you up this morning? If God got you up this morning, God has been good to you. God created this world that we might live in this world. And many of us don't know how to live in this world and be at peace with our fellow man. God thought it was highly to exalt him. And we ought to know that Jesus has been exalted to the position of being at the right hand of God, according to Acts chapter 2 and verse number 33. And we ought to understand that his name is above all names. We must understand that the name of Jesus is above all names. And when we learn that, we'll also learn to call upon him perhaps a little more. So there is power in that name. When we think about the name of Jesus, we ought to remember, according to verse 10, that there is power in the name of Jesus. That at the name of Jesus, every name should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. There is power there. Not only is there power, but there is also authorization or authority in his name. And yet, it is up to us to become humble like Christ. Look at Philippians chapter 2 and verse number 8, what it says. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes, he was equal with God, But he became a man and he humbled himself. And humbleness is a word some of us don't know. Their humbleness means that I will bring myself down to where I need to be in order to be what I need to be. Jesus humbled himself. He humbled himself, and we must therefore learn to become obedient and humble ourselves and to the Lord and His Word. Because surely, one day, every knee is going to bow. All of creation is going to become in subjection. Everything that lived and that lives shall become in subjection to Him. Those things in heaven, those things in earth, and those things under the earth. This is the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. If we don't confess His name now, I'll certainly guarantee you that we will confess His name later. If we don't get humble now, the next time we see Jesus, it may be too late. There will be no resumes taken when it comes to the judgment day. There will be no opportunities for making any corrections when it comes on that day. All that will be left will be the sorrow. Sorrow because we did not do what we could have when we should have. Yes, it will come up in how we have treated our brothers and our sisters. Yes, it will come up how we have treated one another, how we didn't share with one another, how we didn't care about one another, how that we could have helped someone, but we didn't help someone. If you don't believe me, read the story in Luke chapter 16 sometime about the rich man and Lazarus. You know the story very well, most of you. How that he wanted to go back and share what he should have shared when he had an opportunity to share, but he did not share. Do you not remember what we speak of when the invitation is extended each and every Lord's Day? In Romans chapter 10 and verse number 9 and verse number 10, the Bible says, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. That's power of believing in Christ and confessing Christ. And we must learn to confess Christ and believe in Christ if we are ever to meet Christ in a peaceful manner. So when you go back to verse number 10 again, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And there'll be somebody who may want to ask the question, why this name? Well, this name is above all name, but why was this name given? It was to the glory of God, according to verse number 11 there. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. As for Christians, what we should do whatever we do should be for the glory of God. In Psalms chapter 19 and verse number 1, the Bible tells us that the heavens declare the glory of God. In Luke chapter 2 and verse number 9, it speaks of the angels of the Lord and the glory of God upon the birth of Jesus. There is only one name under the heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, according to Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12. You must learn the name of Jesus and you must keep it with you at all times. And I know there are some that say in their hearts and in their minds and in their out of their mouths comes the words that, well, I think Jesus was all right, but I'm not sure if he was all of that. Well, they may not say those words, but their actions indicate though that. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, I'll ask the question this morning. What do you believe in? If you don't believe that Jesus Christ died on yonder's cross, was put in a grave and then raised up from the dead, what do you believe in? If you don't believe that Jesus Christ, after being raised from the dead, walked this earth for a while and then went back to heaven to sit on the right hand of His Father, then what do you believe in? Look at verse number 11 and verse number 12, verse number 10 and verse number 11 once again. that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Giving glory to God the Father because you confess this name. Isn't that wonderful, church? There is only that one name under heaven whereby we must be saved. When Jesus comes again, and I tell you, He shall be on a cloud, and He shall come with power and great glory, according to Luke chapter 21. Now is the time that we should all get right with God. And I know many of you that may be from some of those churches where they sing that song, "It's time to get right and go home." Well, it is time to get right. I won't predict when it's time for you to go home, but home time is coming. You don't never know, and we talked about this in Bible class, you never know because we don't know the day nor the hour when that time is going to be here, but it is coming. I can guarantee you that it's coming because the guarantee is in the Bible. But look at verse number 9 once again. "Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name." That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Once again, church, your knees are going to bow whether you think you can bow them or whether you think you cannot bow them. Every knee is going to bow at the name of Jesus. We've got to learn, and we've got to come to know the Lord, and we've got to learn to obey Him. We've got to learn to trust in that name and do His will. In Acts chapter 10 and verse number 40, the Bible says, "God raised Him up the third day and showed Him openly." If there's a question about Jesus, He raised Him up and showed Him. The same name and the same person who proclaimed in John chapter 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God also. Believe in me." The same name who said He was going to prepare a place for us, saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can get to the Father but by me." But by me. You can't get there using my name. Number one, I'm not going to let you use my name because I'm going to have enough problems with my own name. Number two, your name is not going to be good enough. And number three, you need to make sure that you have the right name in order that you confess the right name. And look what the Bible says again, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You've got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I submit to you this morning, you need to know the name of Him which is above all names. You need to know the name of Jesus, because if you don't know it now, I guarantee you, you're going to learn it later. And then, as I always like to tell you, if I don't give it to you now, I can't give it to you later. I'm going to be so busy trying to protect my own interests, I can't help you. I can only try my best to help you right now, and this is what I'm trying to do this morning. And from Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through number 11, look at verse number 8, "And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross." Can you humble yourself this morning? Or are you on a high and mighty horse that you can't get off? Have you taken yourself up to the point where you can't get back down again? The Bible says that He humbled Himself and He came all the way from heaven. Why can't we humble ourselves? And when we humble ourselves, "Wherefore God also has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name." That name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus Christ is above all names, church. And when you look at this matter, and when you think about it, just go back for a minute, if you will, and look at in a little bit earlier in chapter 2 there. And let's start around verse number 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in the lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. You've got to humble yourself. You've got to humble yourself. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also of the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And then being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. That's obedience, church. That's obedience. The name of Jesus is, God exalted him and put his name above every name. There is no other name you need to know. The lesson this morning is simply this, that you must learn the name of Jesus. You must do the will of Jesus, and you must live like the will of Jesus as he has prescribed in his book, in his word this morning. And then sometimes I think about those who have gone on before us. I think about those who didn't know what we have not come to know today. I think about all of the times and all of the things that have taken place in my own life as well as in your life. I'm sure you've got just as much on your plate as I've got on my plate. And when you look at this matter, you think about it and you say to yourself, Lord, when you don't know what to do, where do you, when you don't know which way to turn,
when you come to church, when you get to church, leave your baggage at the door. Now, when that door was swung open this morning, guess who walked up in here? He walked right in with some of us. And he's sitting in the auditorium right now. And he may be sitting on your shoulder or over your shoulder whispering what he's talking about is not right. I know my time is just about up. I'm going to be told. But when he came in and he stand behind you or sit on your shoulder and he sat you there, you ought to tell him, get away from me, Satan. And you ought to let him know that the name of Jesus is above his name. You ought to let him know that I trust in the Lord, my God, my Savior, and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You ought to let him know that there is no other name whereby under the heavens whereby I must be saved. You ought to let him know that you can't ride on my glory this morning. You ought to let him know that I believe and I trust in the Lord this morning. Because I know that there is no other name, and I understand that I must allow Jesus to work in my life. You must let him know that whatever there is out there in the street for you, God has something better for you. Somebody wrote these words and said, my Father has the cattle on a thousand hills. And that means to me, that means he has everything in his hand. My Jesus. Oh yeah, if you don't know him, you ought to get to know him. And then somebody may say, well, I learned to know him a long time ago. But somewhere, I lost him a little bit. I was in the same boat, but I found him again. He wasn't lost, but I found him. I was lost, not him. And Brother Burnside, I'd like to say a lot of times that if you find Christ, if you find the Lord not as close as he used to be, guess who moved? Well, serving God can move because he's in the same place. He's sitting at the right hand of his Father, God the Father. So if you need him this morning, and I wake up in the morning, and I realize in my mind and in my heart that I needed him because I didn't have to wake up. I didn't wake myself up. And the alarm clock certainly didn't wake me up, but who woke the alarm clock up? So I asked the question this morning, if you don't know him, if you don't know the name that is above all names, the name that is above every name, you need to get to know him. And once you get to know him, you'll find that he's all right, sir. He's all right. Who else could have marched up Calvary Hill and hung on a cross? Who else could have been placed in the grave and stayed there until he was called out of the grave? Who else could bring glory and grace and mercy to us? Who else, church? Who else could have built the church of Christ but Christ himself? The name of Jesus. If you don't know him, I'm giving you the opportunity this morning to get to know him. You come by hearing, believing, repentance, and confessing Christ is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and confess that his name is above all other names, and then you can be baptized, forgive your sins, and then be baptized in the water of the grave of baptism. If you've already been there, and you just need kind of a better perspective, ask the Lord for strength. Ask the Lord to pour out his grace and his mercy upon you. Then ask the church to pray for us as we together stand.
Number 822. Heaven came down. Gavin, let us sing.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day.